That's to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas. Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at CaravitaVillage.com.
Countdown to Game of Thrones. Only 5 days left to fill out your office pool fantasy brackets to see who will sit on the Iron Throne. Yes, that's really a thing. Countdown to Game of Thrones.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time it to go. It's hot.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General William Barr speaks to members of the House this morning, his first time testifying in Congress since becoming Attorney General and the special counsel Russia report being submitted.
What's supposed to be a budget hearing is expected to be an interrogation of William Barr about his handling of the Mueller report. Now, despite the fact that Barr is likely to release a public version of the report in the next week or so, Democrats plan to attack his decision-making process in crafting his four-page summary, which many say exonerates the president.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Another Democrat in the presidential race, California Congressman Eric Swalwell.
I talk to people who are just like me, who are the first in their family to go to college. They've got a lot of student debt, can't buy a home, can't start a business. I talk to kids who sit in their classroom afraid that they'll be the next victim of gun violence.
He made his announcement on the CBS Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He's 38 years old, elected to Congress in 2012. This is Fox News.
You found a morning radio show whose characters are spacey, spaced out, and just plain space balls. With Greg Budell.
Why did somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Jay Scott.
I'm a mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
Emily Hayes.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Hey, the Schwartz baby.
And Rich Thomas.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
So buckle your seatbelt because we're going into ludicrous drive. It's three men and a lady.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss while I wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Check, please.
All right, as the leader of the group, it's time I whip these guys into shape.
Need some wood?
No, I'm going to use the old-fashioned. All right, that's the last time I try to be clever.
You suck.
All right. Three men and a lady. Greg, Jay, Emily, and of course, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
That slow-moving storm system is lumbering slowly towards the Georgia-Alabama line, and on the east side of it, that's where the stronger storms will be today. But even under this low today, there'll be some scattered showers and thunderstorms around at times. It's not going to rain all the time. In fact, we could use any drop of rain we can get. We're over 6 inches below normal for the year already. So, the risk of showers will be around 78, and then maybe some spotty showers tonight, low 57. Tomorrow, a warm, nice spring day, beautiful with sunshine, high around 84. Pretty nice on Thursday, too. Breezy, warm, high up to about 84, clouds increasing. Risk of some a line of thunderstorms moving in by, let's say, the early hours of Friday morning across the state. We'll be watching that line of storms. Friday's high will be around 80, some scattered showers and storms on Saturday possible, and a better chance of a growing threat of severe weather as we get into Sunday, and that has definitely our attention. We've been talking about that situation for a few days now. Right now, this morning, southeast winds at 7 miles per hour, cloudy skies, 88% relative humidity, temperature is 67 at 8:05.
All righty, then. We're going to... you don't have anything here?
No, in about 30 minutes.
Oh, that one!
Yeah.
Pardon me. While I pull my head out, get ready to do this conundrum here about something that one out of every three people have lied about to get out of doing this, going to this. And we'll have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away for that. Quick check on traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and boy, we have a mess on the interstates. I-65 has a problem coming into downtown, as it normally does every morning. There's a jam up at the River Bridges. We also have an accident northbound on 65. That one is around mile marker 179, just north of Prattville. If you're coming into town on 65 north, you're going to have to slow down a lot when you get up to 85 north. There's an accident on the on-ramp, and that's got traffic jacked up. It's pretty messed up all the way around where 65 and 85 meet, so watch out there. After you clear that accident, I-85 is a smooth ride on into town. We don't see much problem on the boulevard other than stop and go at the traffic lights. Keep in mind some streets are closed in the downtown area, so you may have to work your way around those. Give yourself a little extra time if you're headed into downtown. Invisible Fence has great outdoor and indoor systems to protect your pet and make your relationship with your pet more enjoyable. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We are at 7 minutes past 8 o'clock again. The thing that you'll want to be thinking about here is something that one out of every three people surveyed said they've lied to get out of doing. What do you think that might be? 272-9228.
Mr. Sandman
is going to join us while you give that some thought. Hello, Mr. Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's right around this time every morning, my Jameson latex, I can hear it beckoning me. About an hour.
Yeah, I understand that very well.
Lunch, drift off to an Andy Griffith rerun and sleep.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready to go back to bed myself now. So, but the sale continues. We're down to a lot of nice, really nice floor samples we got to get rid of this last week. Some kings, queens, a couple of full size, some Serta's, some memory, nice Serta memory foam we've got left over. I need to clear out some latex, actually some Jameson latex. I've changed the covers on them, and I've got to get rid of my floor samples. Put the new ones out with the new covers on them. So, if you need a mattress, whether it's an inexpensive mattress for a guest room or a child or just to fill up some space in a bedroom, or you want one of the very best mattresses made, come see us. We've got a wide range of and variety. We've got mattresses you won't see anywhere else in Montgomery. Most stores all carry the same brands. We're diversified, and we're diversifying more. I've got new brands coming in, the products that I've looked at that are extremely nice, but they're not the brands you're familiar with, but they're companies that have been in business 50, 70, 80 years, some of them 120 years, and they make really good mattresses. They just don't advertise all over the place, and they give extremely good values, and we've got them on sale. We still have some of our 249 10 and 12 inch thick queen mattresses, king mattresses for $299. Some of them a little bit more, but these are really nice mattresses. And headboards and beds, we're thinning down on that. Two of my bed companies have gone out of business. One sold out, one Leggett and Platt just decided they were going to quit making beds. So I might as well go ahead and get rid of the floor samples I have on those. So need a good deal on a good mattress or a good headboard or bed, come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, right across from the Dairy Queen, from Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 on the right-hand side, in a little shopping center next to the Citgo. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
We thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank y'all.
Have
goodbye.
A great day. All right, let's go to Keith. Are you calling on the conundrum?
I am.
Hey. All right, again, about one out of every three people surveyed said they've lied to get out of going to what?
Jury duty.
Give me jury duty and shame on.
That would have been my first answer. Yeah. But that's not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Just
that's
before a good one. I moved here in 2005, mm-hmm. in February, and I was still trying to recoup my ability to walk without pain, okay, from a wreck. And I get summoned for jury duty. And I called up and I said, look, I can't walk that. I'm hurting. Okay. Well, too bad. And the Broward County Courthouse is the worst. It is massive.
The worst.
It is massive. So you're going to walk whether you want to or not.
Huh.
And all we did was wait and wait and wait. It was some trailer trash case. I'm not making this up. And we'd come into the jury room and then they'd send us out and come back and sit down. All right, break for lunch, 2 hours. And I had to walk all the way out just to have a smoke. And it was killing me for $30.
Yeah.
Oh, and
right.
A month after this, just about 2 weeks before I moved here, I went to a church carnival, and sitting at the bar was the state's attorney who was prosecuting that trailer trash case.
Mm-hmm.
And she was as hammered as I've ever seen anybody in public, singing out loud, making a fool of herself.
Hmm.
My goodness, Timmy. This is Marilyn.
Hi. How are you?
Ken, I didn't hear the first guest, but I would say a family birthday party.
One out of three people invited to get out of a family birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good guess.
But it's not the one we're looking for.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
272-9228. Again, one in three people said they'd lie to get out of going to what? John.
Wedding.
He says one out of three people would lie to get out of going to a wedding.
That's it.
That is the answer.
That's it. A wedding.
Dun, 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 dun. So you are correct, and you've won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
How exciting.
Congratulations.
Hang on, and you'll get even more excited when you find out about the Seafood Bistro.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and that guy, Jay.
That guy.
Hi, everybody. Sorry. You know, there was this wedding I tried to get out to one time.
Mm-hmm.
Rather recently, if I remember.
Back in January?
Was it that recent? It might have been that recent.
Actually, I can't believe January is almost 3 months ago.
I know,
that's
right?
Freaky. That is freaky.
It's tomorrow will be the 100th day of the year. How about that?
Man.
So you guys are so much approaching that 3 month anniversary there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the 3 month anniversary? Seafood Bistro?
In the spot, Jay.
Live oysters.
I was just going to say, it's the oyster anniversary.
Live oysters. Also known as raw. You can have oysters, by the way, at the Seafood Bistro. They've got them fried. They've also...
Just make sure they're dead.
Yes, make sure they're dead. Fried only, actually, is the only way they have their oysters.
They're wonderful.
And they're fantastic, yes. Rich knows he enjoys the oysters from Seafood Bistro.
Yep.
And also, don't forget, they got the gumbo, seafood gumbo, fantastic. The red beans and rice, wonderful. Wonderful food from the Seafood Bistro. Check out the entire menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. That is the website address. Make sure the word the is in there, theseafoodbistro.com. And you can see the full menu. You can put your order in right there on their website. You can also use any of the delivery apps on your phone as well. You can call them and you can place your order also through the phone and then go pick it up. You can eat right there in the restaurant. Plenty of ways for you to enjoy the Seafood Bistro at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right.
It is 8:15. Here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Weapons, drugs, and other illegal contraband were found during a security sweep at the Dallas County Jail. Sheriff Mike Grantham says the policies that are in place to prevent contraband from getting into the jail are now under review. He says they will make any changes they find necessary. Qualifying to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends today. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side. So far, there are no Democrats in the race. And some scary moments at a restaurant in East Montgomery when an SUV crashed into Tzatziki's. The owner says the driver of the SUV hit the side of the building sometime after 6 o'clock last night. Montgomery police say no one was injured. No word yet on what caused the crash. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, River Region. With WOW Super Fast Internet starting at just $39.99 a month when paired with their most popular TV package.
So I can catch up on last season before next season comes out? Wow. Watch my favorite sports and catch up with my friends? Wow. And when there's a break in action, I can stream my favorite songs on repeat? Wow.
Get choice, get value, and stay connected. Now that's Wow. Call 1-866-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
My friend just bought a smart car. I told him, that's not very smart. Why not just Uber everywhere, like I do?
That was today's Millennial Moment.
By the way, the real definition of a smart car is a car purchased at Jack Ingram's signature used cars. It's true, because they don't sell anything that hasn't been thoroughly vetted. And it was so cool. This week, we traded in Mrs. Brunner-Buttle's Juke. She's ready for a sedan. And that Juke is now in the hands of a friend who went to Jack Ingram and bought it.
How about that?
Because that car was well taken care of by Don Duncan. So when we brought it in to trade it in, we got a very high trade-in value for it. And it went back out on the lot after they touched it up.
To a new owner.
In one day, which is really cool.
That's amazing.
Jack Ingram's signature used cars. Is that what he likes to say?
Uh-huh.
Now, we have stupid news coming up, but we have a couple of callers who want to speak with us. So, Lisa, you get to go first here.
Hey. Hey, Lisa.
How are you?
Lisa, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Sup?
Well, look, I guess the first one was jury duty. Right. The next one was a wedding.
Yep.
I'm a hard person.
Yeah, well, we unfortunately got the winner already.
No, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have been next.
Yeah.
You missed by one. By one call.
Sorry that you weren't the one.
Well, no. I'm really sorry that I wasn't one. I haven't been to Seafood Bistro yet.
Yeah.
You haven't been?
Oh, you'll love it.
No.
You'll love it.
But anyway, thank you guys so much, and I enjoy you guys all day long.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Have a great day.
818.
This 3 seconds brought to you by that one cricket outside your house keeping you up at night.
And now, Oaken Smotis.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, man, I was just calling to see if you could suggest a dinner menu for tomorrow night. I have the Clark's Heating and Air coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to suggest a dinner menu?
Right, yeah. I was thinking about inviting them for dinner. I mean, that's just how nice they are.
Oh, yeah. No, you'll want to make sure you at least have quality lunch meat, fresh bread, and adequate condiments to feed them. Although, you know, they won't. Sometimes if they'll ask for a cup of water or something, but when you get the kind of service from them that you do want to make them a meal. It brings out your inner babushka.
Yeah, you certainly do. I mean, they've
not
been
babushka,
out,
busha.
They've been out before, you know, and they are just that nice. You do want them to stay, and mm-hmm. I mean, they thoroughly go through your system, but they're just such a nice bunch of guys that, you know, I've never had a bad experience with them at all.
I appreciate the call, Otis. Good luck. Let us know how it goes, okay?
We'll do it. Thank y'all, guys.
Time is 8:20.
Time. It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. This is kind of a delicate subject.
Is it?
Yes.
Do I need to leave the room?
No.
Okay.
No. But almost one, not one in three, almost three out of 10 Americans, 3 out of every 10 Americans are going through a dry spell with that.
I've been seeing this. This has been a popular subject on many shows.
Yeah.
People are not...
They're just...
Not that. There is a drought.
Yeah.
Say.
And check these additional numbers out on not that. The average dry spell lasts 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
10 for men, 12 for women, because women are fussier. The top causes are relationship troubles, not being focused on that and being in a long-distance relationship and having a busy work schedule.
I see.
If you can make room for Jell-O, you can make time for that. That's my opinion.
No.
If you have a contrasting or opposing view, you're wrong. The average American will go through 4 dry spells in their life. Those desert years. A dry spell isn't a bad thing necessarily. Half of Americans think it could be beneficial. Oh. 1 in 4 say they've come out of it with a better understanding of who they are. About 1 in 4 say they get to spend more time with friends.
Yeah.
And 25% said it saved them money. Now, I'm working on this book project.
Yeah.
What was the big eye roll for? No, I need to know.
Are you working on this book project?
I saw your eyes go in their sockets.
I feel like that's just, you know.
No, he's
by the time the book actually happens, they'll have finished all the reconstruction of I-20-459.
And the loop around Montgomery.
And all that extra gas tax money will gone and have repaved every little bit of town.
The outer loop.
The outer loop will be done. We'll have contact with aliens, like official contact, not tinfoil conversation contact.
No, he's working on it. He's got a
advanced desk, sales begin soon, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How exciting for you.
Yep.
Anyway, go ahead about these dry spells.
Let me ask you to see how well you know the average American. How often do you think the average American would like that?
How often?
Twice a day.
Pardon me while I duck her horns. What's your answer there, Jay?
What the average American expects, or
no, what they consider an ideal amount of that. Ideal amount of that.
I don't even have a bluff.
Emily says twice a day.
I don't have a bluff answer. I don't know. What
I'm actually trying to predict the actual answer here and not my own preference.
This isn't a test. It's just this is information.
You just go with your gut answer.
Yeah. 3 times a week.
That's exactly what the survey said.
Really?
Oh.
The average person says 3 times a week is enough.
Interesting.
Unless you live in Millbrook.
Yeah.
Which is Party City.
Party City.
Yeah, it's last time I share anything on this show.
It's 8:24 in the River Region, 8:24 in Millbrook. I knew there was a reason.
Well, you know, newlyweds and
yeah, you know, it's a starter community. A lot of bunnies live there.
They're trying to start something.
So when somebody does hit a dry spell, that's 132 missed.
Text from husband.
Let's see. And this is also these dry spell periods. 1 in 5 people will reach out to an ex.
Ooh.
That does happen frequently.
You know, from
when my book comes out.
Reach out and touch some.
You're going to. I got an interesting story in there about diamonds and boobs. This could be a topic for the show, the TV segment tomorrow, the top 10 signs of inner beauty.
Oh.
It's pending, so we'll find out. If they mailed us back what we're doing tomorrow.
I haven't checked my email here. Let me see here.
Let's take a quick look.
Let's get a look here.
I got nothing.
Nothing yet.
Okay. We now know, thanks to another study, why drinking gives you the munchies.
Why would that be?
Science may have finally figured out why people who are a little drunk feel the need to eat an entire pizza.
Lower resistance.
Or order everything off the Taco Bell menu. And it's not because inhibitions are lowered.
Uh-huh.
A study involving mice. Uh-huh. Alcoholic mice found that binge drinking might activate the same part of your brain as binge eating. So when you drink a lot, it makes you want to eat a lot too. They also think that binge eating can lead to more binge drinking for the same reason.
Really?
Which is interesting because binge drinking and obesity have both been on the rise in the U.S. along with the less of that.
Huh.
Birthday cake flavored Cool Whip now exists.
Really?
What?
I have not looked for it at food outlets, so I can't say.
I sent you a picture of what I bought yesterday. I bought some Cranch.
Yes. I put that on Facebook.
Can you imagine if you put...
Noticed.
If you put that Cool Whip on cake?
On birthday cake.
On birthday cake, what it would taste like. Wow.
Yeah, there's the Cranch.
The Cranch?
Now, this is Ketchup and Ranch.
Ketchup and Ranch. I have not opened the bottle yet. It's at home. It's in the fridge.
Ew.
But I haven't opened the bottle yet to see what it tastes like. I have nothing to eat it with yet.
First of all, I have never, ever mixed ketchup and ranch dressing.
I haven't either. So the first time they did the whole mixing thing, it was mayo chup.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I've had mayonnaise and ketchup mixed together on a burger all the time. It is the nectar of the gods. It's wonderful.
We have some who are willing to try it.
Yeah.
Some who say others they know will love it.
Then they did mayo Q, which was mayonnaise and barbecue sauce.
That's not so bad.
Mayonnaise and barbecue?
Yeah, that was sold out there when I went to get that.
That sounds doable.
But they had Cranch, and I've never mixed ranch and ketchup before.
I love this Kyle Kessler photo with the baby with that face.
It's gross.
That's anyway, the reaction was about 50-50. I just never heard of ketchup and ranch. To me, that's like lazy. Your own Cranch.
The name's horrible. Cranch.
It is. It sounds like something you get in your groin.
And but they must have done...
That's better than Retch-Up.
They must have done some study on it, huh, right? I mean, some marketing study?
If you want, I'll bring it in. We can all have a taste.
Honestly. Yeah. I'm what? No, yeah, I'm not going to grill anything so you can pour that poison on it. I will not.
Right. What do you make? I'm not putting it on my eggs. I'm not dipping sausage in it.
Sometimes I cut up
French fries, maybe.
Cubes of ham, sometimes.
If you ever do potatoes.
Ranch dressing's primary purpose is to put the fire out of your tongue with hot wings, isn't it?
That was the celery's purpose.
For
salad. Celery dipped in ranch.
Salad, yeah.
All right, 828.
I don't really ever put it on a salad.
Really. This is William D or B?
I'm sorry. It's William B.
William B.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How's everything going?
Well, we sent an inquiry out to see how you were doing.
I made it through. They didn't find any problems there, so I got to figure out what else may be going on. Maybe a sleep thing. I don't know.
It's still good news that they didn't find anything.
Yeah.
Even though it kind of leaves you in an area of like, well, then what's going on, right?
Right. You know, it's one of those things where you're like, well, everything's going to be fine. They're not going to find anything. And I'm like, so you don't find anything. You know, find something. Let me know. But yeah, everything went well. And Rusty, if you're listening, you were right. Check your dignity at the door.
I don't get it.
Apparently you've never had that procedure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nurse whips out a razor. I say, just take a little off the top, trim the sideburns.
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. William B., well, we hope you feel better soon, buddy.
Yeah, back to work Friday. Maybe I can figure something out. I'm thinking it's kind of probably a sleep thing, not getting enough deep sleep. So, you know, maybe try to get some help with that. I don't know.
A lot of people have that issue, so don't. I mean, but it is better than finding a unidentified lump.
Right.
Well, good luck to you, my friend.
I do live in Millbrook, you know, and you know, the average is twice a day, so you know, don't leave much time to sleep.
I hate it for everybody else. I'm having a big time.
I think from now on, what we'll do is the temperature in Millbrook is
it's hot. It's just awesome.
Call Eddie Bader. Everybody wants to move to Millbrook.
I just had to take that stab at Emily there. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
And she's showing her appreciation.
Okay.
Thanks, William.
All right, man. See y'all.
It is exactly.
This has been the greatest thing that's ever happened to Millbrook.
It is now the most sensational city in the state.
We could go to, honey, we can go to Tahiti. We can go to, Bali. We can go to the Bahamas, or we can go to Millbrook.
Yeah.
They got a sandals there.
Sandals.
Millbrook it is. Let me know when we get to Highway 14.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at our traffic around the river region, and it is busy on the boulevard, but we are back to stop and go at the traffic lights. No major problems. The issues are on the interstate. We have a problem on I-65. That's on the northbound side. There's an accident around the 180-mile marker, and that is tying up traffic headed in towards the Prattville area. If you're on I-85, we have an accident around mile marker 12. That is going to be just before you approach Chantilly Parkway as you are headed south on 85, so watch out there. Let's be safe as we get on to work this morning, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Treadham State Community College can help you change your life. The career of your dreams and the success and money that go with it can be yours. Call Treadham State 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So now Mrs. Ritterbottle wants to move to Millbrook. I got news for you. There's nothing wrong with Arrowhead. Back to you, Emily.
Oh, yes, now I remember. I wanted to mention that we kicked off our Pot for Donation Drive yesterday.
That's right.
And, you know, we're accepting donations. You just have to look for the Blue Water Broadcasting bins at participating sponsors like Acceptance Insurance or Lewis Lawn Equipment.
Yep.
You can learn more about what folks need donated, so on and so forth, by visiting newstalk931.com or just following us on Facebook. We'll keep you posted. And next week, we'll be out and about collecting donations in person.
I love the fact that it's benefiting all of the area.
Yeah, Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore Societies. County Humane Societies.
Yes, it is. So paw it forward and do it to help out all of our
four-legged friends.
That's paw it forward.
It's your turn now.
Okay, I was just checking something. It's 8:33.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Storm system that's been affecting the state for the last couple of days continues to slowly lumber across the state, moving in the general direction of the Georgia border. Today, the stronger threat of storms, and I'm talking about storms that could become severe, would be over Georgia and the Carolinas. So that threat is leaving the state. However, the threat of scattered showers will continue to be around today, and maybe the rumble of a few thunder here and there. Today's high around 78, tonight's low 57. Tomorrow, a warm day, and nice day, a great spring day, with Wednesday's high up to about 84, plenty of sunshine. Nice day on Thursday, breezy, warm, with a high temperature again, I think 83, 84 easily. Risk of a line of showers moving through the area, maybe some thunderstorms as we get towards, let's say, Friday morning. Friday's high around 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms perhaps on Saturday, but a better chance of strong to possibly severe storms as we get into Sunday, and that needs to be monitored very carefully. A looming threat of severe weather as we get towards Sunday. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, 88% relative humidity. The winds are out of the southeast at 7. Our temperature is 67 now at 834.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Hey, 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 whether it's a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, or a broken pipe, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem.
The worst!
It is good to know, though, that Plumbing by Lukewire is ready to help anytime. It's a business you may not need today, you may not need it tomorrow, but you may not need it this week, but you're going to need a plumber at some point. They're ready to go to take care of your problem, even on a holiday or even in the middle of the night, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call, and that's why everybody, including myself, continues to rely on Plumbing by Lukewire. Well, for over 2 decades now, they've been second to none in the river region. And they're very, very professional. I love the fact that they pick up the phone and they tell me that they're on their way. And within minutes, they're there and they take care of the problem. I also love how they assess the problem, then they explain it to you and say, this is what it's going to cost, and then there's no hidden charges at all. It's taken care of in a very professional way. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. And the Alabama certification number is 84417.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Qualifying to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends today. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side. So far, there are no Democrats in the race. Weapons, drugs, and other illegal contraband were found during a security sweep at the Dallas County Jail. Sheriff Mike Grantham says the policies that are in place to prevent contraband from getting into the jail are now under review. He says they will make any changes they find necessary. And some scary moments at a restaurant in East Montgomery when an SUV crashed into Taziki's. The owner says the driver of the SUV hit the side of the building sometime after 6 o'clock last night. Montgomery police say no one was injured. No word yet on what caused the crash. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callan. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. from Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Make your next vacation destination Venezuela. Come and enjoy the scenic views, the hospitality, and the people. Venezuela, a place you will never forget.
Warning, stay away from Venezuela.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Caribbean. That's the Midwestern pronunciation. Caribbean is the South Florida pronunciation. Caribbean is the Billy Ocean pronunciation. Let's talk about Caribbean cuisine at Baumhauer's, by the way. The Caribbean grilled fish salad is a favorite. It's almost the end of Lent, which means it's almost Easter. So if you're looking for something to get you through the end of Lent, stop by Baumhauer's. Try the Caribbean grilled fish salad featuring wild-caught Alaskan pollock, fresh greens, citrus segments, raspberry vinaigrette, and more. It is an explosion of flavor. I tried one of these at Baumhauer's on one of our Wednesday night gatherings, and it is exceptional.
Sounds delicious.
By the way, Sunday, April 21st... kids eat free on that Easter, as long as they're, you know, one kid per adult with a $10 purchase. And every Tuesday at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, kids eat free, again, with each adult with a $10 purchase. The word I'll need this afternoon at 272-9228 from the ninth caller is Caribbean.
Caribbean cuisine.
And you win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Caribbean cuisine.
And I kind of found that song annoying.
Why? It's genius.
It's just played too many times. There's a lot of genius songs, but when you have to play them 5,000 times, like Air Supply, I mean, their music wasn't bad. They had a couple of good songs, but the 800th time you play it in mornings, well, it tested well, so we have to play it in the morning.
Trust me, I understand. This is not the only job that I do.
Yeah.
So why don't we just go all nursery rhymes all the time and wake up our listeners with that?
Yeah.
And that's why I haven't.
We should listen to European Queen later.
Yeah, I would like to check that out. Why don't you send me that link?
Well, okay.
Help us out here.
I'll help you out, people.
Team player.
Be a team player.
Yeah. In the meantime, let's get former team player and ex-Secretary of State Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Time that well.
Yeah, you sure did.
Pop goes the weasel.
Alright. It's kind of an odd group looking for the dumbest of the dumb. But we always welcome the reason, country, wisdom of Randy Burkhalter, Preble Farm Center. How are you?
Good morning, folks.
Hey.
How you doing?
A couple of interesting stories. These are not nominees, but Southwest airline passengers have been freaking out because they think they're flying in one of those 737 MAX 8 planes.
Yeah.
And it's
a different 737, but the card for the MAX 8 is on the back of the actual plane they're flying in.
Oh.
So they're a little nervous.
I can imagine.
And among other unusual things, she can't be a nominee. We don't generally nominate dead people, but a 99-year-old lady in Oregon who passed on recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they found it necessary to perform an autopsy, but they realized she had gone her entire life not knowing she was born with a condition where her vital organs were all on the wrong side of her body.
Huh.
So stuff like that.
I didn't know that could happen. Interesting.
It did. Interesting. I didn't know that either. That's the first I've ever heard of it.
Interesting.
By the way, Chris Davis of the Baltimore Orioles, now the most frustrated hitter in baseball history.
Oh, and 47.
Well, he should
49.
49?
Oh,
and 49?
Yeah, he went 0 for 5 last night. He's making $23 million a year.
Oh, and 49.
And he couldn't hit a bull in the butt with a bass fiddle.
That's
a...
A bull in the butt with a bass fiddle.
And if anybody... I'll give you extra credit if anybody knows the movie I just stole that line from.
Bull Durham.
I can't help you.
Nope.
A League of Their Own.
No. It's not a baseball movie.
Baseball.
All right, nominee number one, Police say a Pennsylvania man awoke to find a stranger sleeping on his kitchen floor, surrounded by torn-up sanitary napkins. Altoona police arrested 60-year-old Brian Smith. The homeowner told police it appeared someone had eaten some of his Crave cereal. He told police all his doors and windows were locked when he went to sleep, but he noticed that one of the doors was wide open the next morning. Smith told them he used methamphetamine. Boy, that seems to come up a lot in these bizarre stories within the last 2 days, and could not explain or remember how he managed to end up on the floor. He's been charged with burglary and trespass. That's nominee number one.
Okay.
25-year-old Dante Flowers was spotted driving a stolen car in Hartford, Connecticut Friday. Cops used their cars to box him in, so he took off on foot. He was chased down by a police officer who just happened to be wearing a bow tie and tap dancing shoes. The cop's name is Jay Montrose. It's not clear if he was off duty or what, but he's a detective in training. He has to wear a tie and prefers the bow tie look. No word on why he was wearing tap shoes, now, but he did chase down.
Who would be the maroon then?
Well, Flowers for trying to flee a tap dancer. Okay. I don't know if you've ever tried that, Rich, but they're hard to get away from.
Okay.
Now he's facing charges, first degree larceny, interfering with police, driving on a suspended license. And our final nominee, 25-year-old Jordan Castro and 27-year-old Jessica Williams were out drinking in Port Salerno. Guess what state, Billy?
Maybe Florida?
Yeah.
It's Millbrook.
In the state of Millbrook. Millbrook is no longer a city. It's a state.
State of mind.
Hey, baby, you ready for a little Millbrook?
I'm the best thing that ever happened to Millbrook.
I agree.
Yeah, twice a day.
ow. Around 1 a.m., Jordan tried to fight a bunch of people in the parking lot and then punched a valet in the face. An employee managed to hold him down for a while. Then he tried to get up and keep fighting, but he was too drunk, fell forward, slammed his face into the ground. Then, while he was lying on the pavement after all this chaos, his wife grabbed him by the hair and started slamming his face onto her upper thighs.
Uh-huh.
What? They both were arrested for disorderly conduct.
That's a little strange.
I know. He'd already been had his butt kicked by numerous people, and she's decided to join in, piling on.
It's up to you, Randy. That's
a weird
list.
Group. It's a weird
that's
group.
A weird group. I tell you, the guy that got chased down, if he has to go to jail, I wouldn't advertise that if he got chased down by the guy wearing the tap dance.
I think that's a good one, too, myself. It's an odd group. Everything was odd today, but somebody had to win and we'll make
it. What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Okay, we are in, a couple of weeks into spring?
Yeah.
Are we safe to plant tomatoes and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've got Good Friday here right around the corner, and I want to just speak a word on that. You know, if gardening is your thing, if it's something you do every year, if it's something you want to do this year, start with your family here, or whatever. I wish I would like for you to come here. We're an old-timey feed and seed store. That's how we got our start. And we do a lot of other things, but that was really the core of our business, and really still is.
I remember the first time I went there, the first thing I thought was so cool is that you could shovel your own seeds in an envelope, and then when you pick out your seeds, they write on the envelope when to plant, how deep in the ground, how far apart.
That takes me back to growing up.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot, and I'm proud of that. I won't ever change that, and it takes a lot of time to do that. And, you know, gosh, we may spend 30 minutes with a customer and ring up $5 worth of seeds. But the point is, it's the way my father did it. It's the way we've always done it. And it's the way I feel like it's service-oriented, and that's what kind of business I really want to be. Gosh, we've got over, I'm sitting here looking at probably 18 different varieties of pea seeds, 15 different varieties of corn, beans. I mean, we just carry a lot of stuff. Don't go buy the full pack. Number one, you're paying too much. Number two, you don't get any help with it, any advice. That's kind of the store we want to be, is that old-time feed and seed store and create memories for your kids, family. I love gardening.
That's why I've always referred to your place, and I meant this as a compliment because I'm a big fan of the show Green Acres, but as a giant trucker store, you know, where it's very warm and personal. And
I take that as a compliment, a big compliment, being referred to as the whole trucker store. I love that. What is it, a simile? I love that.
I hope it was. If it wasn't, it was a metaphor. Either way, I hope it works. I'm glad it works for you.
But I do like it. I really do. And it just makes me feel good when I hear people come in and say, you know, man, I remember going to a place like this with my dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's also the place to go to get what you need, to get what you don't want growing, to stop growing, and how to use that, and to get what you do to nourish what you do want growing, and how to use that. Tools, supplies, equestrian, and I even get my shampoo at Bradville Farm Center. How about that? The gallon jug of mane and tail. Look at my hair.
Yeah.
Look at my mane.
Beautiful.
I ought to get you a shirt that I got my shampoo at Bradville Farm Center.
I like that.
That's unusual.
With your head of hair, that's a great advertisement.
Big in Millbrook, yeah.
Randy, let's talk about your your location and hours.
We're at 1154 South Memorial. It's about a third of a mile. Just south of Uptown McDonald's. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
And we will talk again to you on
Looking
Thursday.
Looking forward to it. Looking
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right. Just a few minutes away from pulling into Camp News and Views.
Yeah, I can hear the bus.
Hey, it's Lyle for Marguerite. Yes, we have Master Jeweler and Saft. Yes, we have graduate GIA gemologists. Yes, we're American Gem Society. Yes, we're partners with De Beers. We have all these things to give you the best possible service, best possible product of Marguerite's. And the best thing of all, it doesn't cost anything more. Actually, it costs less. We're going to be lower priced than anyone else for a higher quality product put together the proper way at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, we make it. Come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The CDC says eating raw cookie dough can make you sick.
I can't live without cookie dough.
Our scientists have discovered a way to make it safe. Just put the raw cookie dough on a tray, stick it in your 350-degree preheated oven, and wait for 7 to 9 minutes.
7 to 9 minutes? I can't wait that long.
You can do this.
It's so hard. I feel like there's bugs crawling under my skin. Must have eggs and flour.
Your dangerous cookie dough is now safe for consumption.
Hey, they turned into cookies. You ruined it.
This has been a message from the CDC reminding you to bake your cookie dough before eating it.
Will baking my Aunt Edna's fruitcake make it more edible?
No.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Thanks to the Amazon Echo, you can do everything from ordering pizza to streaming music with a simple voice command.
Play something slow on the country music station.
Interesting.
Okay, here's what I have for extreme constipation. To help relieve constipation...
Unless you have a southern accent.
...step stool while you are sitting on the toilet.
That's why we're introducing Amazon Echo for Southerners. It's packed with the same power and performance as our regular Echo, but built exclusively for Southerners.
Alexa, add biscuits to my grocery list.
Okay, adding flour, baking powder, sugar.
No, canned biscuits.
Why on earth would you do that? Did somebody steal all your mixing bowls?
Our new Southern Alexa is perfect for every member of the family.
Sure.
especially the little ones.
A cheetah is.
Tiger is.
A cheetah is.
Tiger is.
Alexa, which one is faster, a cheetah or a tiger?
That's not how you ask a question.
Please tell me which one is faster.
That's more like it. A cheetah can run up to 80 miles per hour, nearly twice as fast as a tiger.
Ha! Huh. Told you so.
Excuse me, young lady. Aren't you forgetting something?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Southern Alexa also provides accurate weather updates.
Alexa, what's the weather going to be like today?
Well, my left knee is acting up something awful, so we're probably due for a gully washer.
I expect.
It's true.
Hey, I got to get, remind me to get with Don Duncan, because the winner in our drawing from the
right
weekend predictor thumb was Jan Jones.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to have her $250 service account established at the Bell Road location.
That's mine.
And mine too. They're real busy in Millbrook.
Yeah.
So, as we learned this morning. One of the other things we learned this morning, and I did not know this, but Emily Hayes.
Right.
Is a genius.
The
I'm just kidding. It's not true.
There's the European Queen version from Billy Ocean.
And I've played the other one to the point of ad nauseum, is the term. But I did not know he recorded a special European Queen.
It's going
to
sound the same, except for the words.
I just want to hear it. Because it's not a Weird Al or a parody. It's actually...
Start playing it twice a day.
She's simply awesome. She's British. She dashed by me in painted on jeans.
Oh, how very 80s.
It's perfect.
And all head turned, cause she was the queen. And British. In the blink of an eye.
Like
me, yeah.
I
should ask. She said I was the tiger she wanted to tame.
Tell me who she is.
European queen. Now is she wearing the same dream?
And the man's in Millbrook now.
Did you hear him say European queen?
No more love on the road.
I heard it. I'm singing my own song.
There needs to be a Millbrook queen, right?
I lose my cool when she steps in the room.
Her?
Mm-hmm. And I get so excited just from her perfume.
Look at that hair.
Wow,
that is nice.
Electric eyes that you can't ignore.
She's obviously some kind of ballerina.
And passion burns you like never before.
I never did in ballerina. I didn't like smokers.
I was in search of a kitchen.
The original guy gave me a look.
Just running my game, yeah.
I met him.
Love was the furthest from my mind.
He did an Antarctica version too, right? I don't know.
I would love to hear that. That
Antarctic
would...
queen.
All right, so that was your cultural expansion. Because I'll bet most of you, like me, did not know that Billy Ocean went to all the trouble to make a European Queen version of a silly hit, Caribbean Queen.
Did he do one for the USSR at the time? It's a longer title.
Yeah. But the ocean doesn't actually go up to